pornography is a large chunk of what is the internet. So amazingly, and it's like this huge, you know, global business. And what that does to the brain, the jury is out. Clearly, there's a lot that is being objectified there. We had objectification before. There was an internet, and there was Playboy, and there was other Penthouse. But those were things that you had to like work hard to get. Now it's a lot. It's just so much easier. You can almost go anywhere to do that. I would tend to think that, you know, and this would require a lot more study to understand. And, you know, the internet is something that's constantly evolving. So I think these kind of long-term studies have to be done to understand like what impact that pornography is having on younger people. What does that do to their relationship with people they're attracted with, connecting with folks? I think that in general, we see the internet is a form of separation. Many of us, when we've worked in addictions for a long time, we talk about arrested development. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the time that you start using a drug and using it heavily is kind of like the time of your development that you're stuck in.
Yeah.
So if you started when you were 15, then you, in a lot of ways, you maybe have a 15-year-old level of maturation emotionally.
Yeah.
And so then you're kind of stuck there. And I think that that's maybe one good way to sort of view some of this. The degree that you're sort of inundated with porn is you're spending time doing that and you're not learning how to negotiate relationships mm-hmm. with people. So there's a loss there where, you know, if you were at another time, then you'd have to learn how to do that, learn how to ask someone out for the prom or whatever it is that these stages that you go through. So I think there's something definitely there. I know people, they do porn and they have relationships, but it has a negative impact on their relation. So many times the people who come to see me, and yes, they're mostly men, with the porn, it gets, you know, it escalates. There's this sort of like visual thing. And then so when they're actually with someone, it doesn't stimulate them the same way. So they get habituated. That part of their brain gets habituated to a certain thing. And they literally have to learn from scratch to remove themselves from one thing into another.
Welcome to the 2021 Radical Recovery Summit, presented by the Killaby Center for Recovery. This is Lynn Fraser, your moderator. This year, our theme is Feel It, Heal It, a new paradigm of recovery, featuring a diverse group of thought leaders and innovators, people who are working on the ground in the new field of addiction recovery. Go to radicalrecoverysummit.com to sign up and watch free.